Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Renee. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
That's 1 second. Let me get to another location. Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, yes, I was calling to see if there was something that came out of my account and I didn't order anything. I wanted to see if it could be reimbursed.
All right, ma'am, what is your zip code?
38135. Okay.
You said 28135?
38135.
Say that one more time, ma'am. You said 38.
Yes, 38135.
185.
38135.
38135.
Yes.
And what is your first and last name, ma'am?
Christy Jones.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Address is 4073 Britton Cove.
You said Christy Jones?
Christy Jones, yes.
You said 38135, correct?
Uh-huh. Christy is K-R-I-S-T-Y Jones.
You said Christy is what?
K-R-I-S-T-Y Jones.
K-I-S-T-Y?
K-R. K-R-I-S-T-Y.
Can you verify your email address for me?
Christy, KRISSYJAE.KJ@gmail.com.
I am not seeing you here. You said it's Gmail, correct?
Yes, it's Gmail.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not seeing you here.
Can you make sure you're spelling it correctly?
All right, let me make sure I am spelling it correctly. What's that email one more time?
Can you recite it back to me so I can see if you have it correctly?
I was looking for it on here, and it's not here. That's the reason why I was looking for it on. That was under the name, because we have different customers by that name. But I didn't see your email. That's why. Now, what is your email again?
KRISSYJAE.K. J
@gmail.com.
All right, so let me make sure I got that spelled right. It's K R I S S Y J A E dot K J at gmail.com.
That's correct, yes.
Yes, I'm not seeing anything popping up here.
Yeah, it's something definitely popped up in the account then.
Yeah.
I wanted to check out.
Yes, and you got this number from the statement on your bank?
Say that again?
You had got this number from the statement from your bank?
I did, yes.
All right, man. I'm going to try out one more way. I would need the first 6 digits of the card in question and the last 4 digits. See if I can look you up by that way. I don't need the whole card number, just the first 6 and the last 4.
510641.
And the last 4 digits?
1284.
And you said 510641 is the first 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. No, still nothing ain't popping up. So my suggestion for you is to call your bank and see what number is under that transaction. So I can't find you under here because it might be under something different than the number that you called under.
Now this is the number.
Man, we handle over 400 companies. Depending on what number you call, it might not be the right thing for it.
Do if I give you the number, can you confirm the number?
Well, we'll call back from a different number. I wouldn't be able to confirm the number with you because we call you back from a different number depending on what you have is the number.
No, I mean, if I give you the statement, the number that's on my statement, can you confirm if you're the right one company?
We might be the right calling center, but not the right. It might not be the right company that we do. That's why I'm saying that you will have to call your bank and see exactly what the number is, if that is the right number.
Okay. All right.
Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.